Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. How to have a peaceful life. You know, wisdom moment for today. A wisdom moment for today is from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. And this is so important because it talks about having a safe, easy, fearless life, if you would. This Psalms 133 says, "Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." Think about that. That's so powerful. Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. And when you think about, you know, listening to the Lord will live in, that person will live in safety. Safety is defined as a state of being safe, freedom from occurrences of risk of injury, danger, or loss. You think about that. Another part of the definition is secure from liability of harm, injury, danger, or risk. Did you ever think about listening to God? You've been listening to everybody else. Did you ever think about listening to him? Think about it. He's saying if you listen to him, he who listens to him will live in safety. You know why? Because God's plans are good towards us. He has plans to bless us and to prosper us and defend us from us. There's a lot of things going on, continually trying to harm us. But if we'll listen to him, you know, for example, a prudent man sees danger and prepares, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. Well, you have to first hear God to tell you there's danger coming. If you listen to him, it's not that danger won't stop, but God will prepare you to survive the danger that's coming because you listened to God. Then he says, whoever listens to God will also be at ease. I mean, think about the word ease. The word ease is defined as freedom from, and notice that the word you'll hear over and over again in the definition, freedom from labor, pain, or physical annoyances. You'll have tranquil rest and comfort. Just this ease in your life. Freedom from concern, anxiety. You have solitude, a quiet state of mind. You see them folks, it's like, they're like, oh, just anxious all the time and just plotting and planning. It's like, I'm just looking at you, I get worn out. And you find out, they're not listening to God. They're not listening to God. They're running, they're checking with themselves, but they're not checking with God. And so that's what we're telling you. We tell you you need to abide. This is what you're getting when you abide. You're listening to God. And more definition to be at ease is those who listen to God or live a life at ease. You're able to have a life at ease. It's freedom from difficulty of great effort, of freedom from financial need and a place of plenty. It's easy for you. Freedom from stiffness, constraint, or formality. You're just kind of relaxed. They say, you know, just take it easy. Just kind of take it easy. And you can enjoy life. And if you listen to us, you would think, well, my goodness, they're talking about, you know, some pretty major things going on. And it's like, but we listen to God. That's how we can laugh and enjoy and say, well, how can you be so peaceful in the midst of what's going on? It's like, well, because if you just listen to God. And that's what abiding is. He says, whoever listens to the Lord, whoever listens to me, Proverbs 133, will live in safety and be at ease. I mean, your life is, you're protected and you're enjoying this thing called life that God's given you. And finally, he says, and without harm. And harm is defined, or fear of harm, without fear of harm. And fear is defined as a distressing emotion aroused by impending doom, danger, evil, pain. Like, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. I knew it was always going to happen. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you don't listen to God. You don't listen to God. Somebody says, well, I listen to God. He said there's impending doom. But he's going to give you wisdom on how to be able, you have nothing to fear. God's going to protect those that are his. He's going to protect you like a good fig. He's going to put a mark on you, and no, nothing's going to come near your dwelling. You have to understand. If you listen to God, you understand that. and without fear of harm. And harm is defined as physical injury, mental danger or hurt, moral injury, evil or wrongdoing. So many people are scared to follow God because they have a fear of not being safe anymore, not having an easy life, and fear of harm coming their way. And the reality was the opposite's going to take place in your life. This is what he says. He says in Proverbs 1:33 in this wisdom moment, whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. How do you do that? Find out how you can do that at iabide.org. iabide.org. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.